Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Mass MoCA's Winter-Spring 2013 documentary series, Compete, celebrates films about winning, losing, and how you play the game. This Thursday's film, The Human Tower, explores the history and culture of one of the world's most spectacularly unusual team endeavors, the building of multi-story human towers. The filmmakers follow teams from India, Chile, and Spain that are connected by the common themes of passion and teamwork that transcend race, age, and national borders. The Human Tower is co-directed by Ram Devaneni and Cano Rojas. Rojas will be at Mass MoCA this Thursday for a Q&A following the screening of the film in their Club B10 at 7:30, and he joins us now. Cano, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much.
Before we speak about the specific ins and outs of the film, could you describe human tower building for us?
It's kind of like the sport of the future in a way. It's a very organic, broad, welcoming activity slash performance slash sport, I guess, where there's room for everyone to get involved. There's the need of everyone to get involved. The more the merrier in terms of numbers. The more people that get involved, the bigger the tower, the more excitement for everyone watching, for everyone working on it.
And just so people listening who haven't ever seen it before can sort of imagine it as we continue to discuss it, it isn't like a cheerleading pyramid. It is.
Oh, yeah. These are like massive structures of 300-plus people where they reach heights of 9 people high standing on people's shoulders. And they're very, they feel like a breathing kind of huge tower-like structure. It's very distant from the normal your little idea that people have here.
Right.
And they gather in big public spaces, and they need huge amounts of base. That's where like the strength of these towers are. So let's say if you have a 300 plus tower, you will have like 150 making the first two floors of just base, and then on top of that we'll have like, you know, obviously lighter and shorter, smaller people.
And what is the tallest one that's ever been built on record? How many levels?
That's kind of like as I said, the taller ones are 9 people high in India and 10 people high in Spain, in Catalonia. The only thing is like in Catalonia, to be fair to the Indians, I guess, the last two floors are kids that are sort of like leaning on top of each other.
Uh-huh.
In India, every single floor in India, it's somebody standing up with somebody on somebody's shoulder.
How did you find out about the human towers and decide to make a film about it?
I lived in Barcelona like 10 years ago or so. I lived for a year. And when you live there, you sort of experience this all the time because it's a very activity from the Catalan culture.
Uh-huh.
So all over Catalonia, you will see like people making towers in the weekends. It's sort of like a family event with, you know, public spaces, tons of people watching, and all that. My co-director Ram Devaneni, he actually was the first one to sort of fell in love with the idea of the towers, and he invited me to join this. And then, you know, he didn't know at the time that I have lived in Barcelona, that I was aware of these towers. So when we started doing the research, we sort of realized that they did it in India as well. And Ram is an Indian citizen, I guess. So it was like a perfect match for our research and our ideas of making the film. And then when we continued research, we realized also that they have been in Chile, where I'm from. So the whole thing fell like really nicely into place. It was a great match for both of us to work in this project, the whole project, basically.
And how did you approach the different teams to find out if they would let you film them?
Well, first, the first team we approached, it was the Indian team, because the way we shot this was first was India, then right after India went to Barcelona, and then a couple of months later, after that, we went to Chile. So we had approached the biggest and most famous team in India, through this politician. There is this guy that actually is on the film, one of the characters, that he's the one that is in charge of the whole, like, organizing the events in India and make them really big and colorful and all that. So when we got to India, where we're shooting this the first leg of the documentary, we had in mind a different team in Spain. while we were there, we realized that we didn't know there was like a group of this team from Spain visiting the festival in India. So they did a little performance there. So we basically dropped the idea of shooting the red team in Spain after, and we went through with the green team. So we were kind of like very open to adapt to the circumstances to follow the story. Like, you know, so we were in India, we're shooting this team, and then an other team comes in without we knowing who they are or how big they are. And they happened to be the best team in Spain, so it was like a great opportunity for us to follow the story when we got to Spain. So, and the whole like when you first arrive to, you know, with your cameras to shoot these people like rehearsing and training, they don't have a clue of, number one, what are you doing or why are you doing this? Like, what, you know, for them it's like their life, and they don't see any sort of extraordinary thing about it. Uh-huh. That's what they do and that's what they love. So it was very interesting, especially in India, because these people are like from the lower caste. They're like very poor. No one really cares about them much. So when they saw like these two guys with cameras going back every single day during like for like 2.5 weeks to shoot them and be with them, it was very interesting, the whole like developing of our relation with them and our understanding of what they do. And just like, you know, it's like getting really close to them at the end. It was an amazing experience for me.
What was the most surprising thing that you learned while shooting the film as you went to these three different countries and focused on these three different teams? What did you learn?
Well, there's two approaches. One, obviously, it would be the more professional, like, you know, film experience of approaching the project and the story and following up the story and adapting to the story and trying to see where the story is and the characters and all that. And the other one was you know, strictly about human behavior and community and sacrifice and discipline. It's really interesting how, you know, each country approached the tower in a different way and in their own personal way, and from like their technique to the way they train or how much or how hard they work. I learned a lot in terms of you know, being passionate and working really hard, and just realizing that we are like not very different. Because when you think about it, like, you know, shooting India, a team that is like mainly it's only men basically, uh-huh. And then going to Spain to a team that is like there's like women and little girls that go on top of these towers and they have met. They at this point they have a pretty close relation. So. When you see that people from so far that share the same passion are willing to connect, are willing to spend time, are willing to, like, you know, build something together, it's really amazing. And beside that, the fact that these people are completely crazy about doing towers, that's all they think and that's all they do. It's really nice to see somebody that commit to their art in a way, you know.
It's a beautiful film and so compelling. There's incredible built-in tension of watching the tower, watching the people build the tower in real time. And then, of course, they do sometimes fall. Has anybody mm-hmm. ever been very badly injured, or was anybody injured while you were shooting?
Yeah, they had not. Well, we were shooting, no. We saw a lot of pretty bad falls, but somehow these guys, I don't know, it's because they're made of plastic or something like that, because we saw like super bad falls that in any other circumstance it would be like a broken bone or like a broken neck or something, and nothing really happened. Just like, you know, people in pain for like a day maybe, and then back to train the next day. And that was mostly in India. In Spain, they have this thing so well sort of studied and developed that they almost never fall in Spain, at least the team, our team, basically. That is the best team there. In the case of India, because of the technique they use and because the amount of time they have to train, you know, a year, obviously there's a much more, you know, they improvise a lot more, actually, and they have to, because they these guys have, like, work they do every day, and they only perform one day a year. In India, in Spain, they perform every single weekend. For 10 months.
What do you hope audiences learn from watching the film?
I hope, number one, that they will feel the passion that I felt, they will feel as compelled as I feel every time I see this film. I mean, you can imagine, I've seen it like, you know, hundreds of times, and
sure.
Every single time I get so touched by it, regardless of the fact that, you know, I see a lot of mistakes in my own film, you know, and I get very critical about it, but this film, it's about, like, the feelings of that evoke this kind of experience, you know. It's like, what we try to do is, like, it's like a very innocent approach to this amazing, you know, art or these amazing performances. And it was like, you know, like something that we jumped without knowing anything. And at the end, we became like, you know, very knowledgeable about the hows and the whos and all this. But that's not what it's about. Like, what I'm interested in is about, like, people feeling what our characters feel in the film. We had the luck in Chile when we did one of the first screenings. We brought the team from Chile to do a tower outside the theater before the projection. And I wish I could do that every time, because it's the level of involvement that when you see the film after being in a tower, it's amazing. Like, people actually get to understand and feel in a simple, very little way what these people feel of being in a tower. And if you see our character Luis in the film, that he has an amazing talent of explaining in words all the emotions that you go through being in a tower. That is exactly what we want people like to feel. Like, it's about feeling. It's not about thinking.
It is a really wonderful film. I enjoyed watching it very much. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
The Human Tower will screen at Mass MoCA this Thursday, April 25th at 7:30 p.m. as part of their Winter-Spring 2013 documentary film series, Compete. To learn more, visit massmocha.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.